Welcome back, Dog Pound. The players are doing everything in the offseason, from putting on football camps in Istanbul, Turkey, to walking the catwalk for charity. Now, a big part of the offseason is also about staying in shape. And this week's social post of the week comes from Joe Hayden's Instagram. It's a picture of Joe Hayden and his teammate Justin Gilbert working out in Miami. Now, Andy, I got to tell you, I like to see this. Justin Gilbert with Joe Hayden. Nothing bad about that.
Well, now that we're over all of our South Beach fears, I think everything's good here in Northeast Ohio when it comes to that. But I do think it's a great sign when you've got a young guy that didn't have the perfect first year and he knows there are more things expected out of him coming out of the next season. Why not hang out with that Grizzly veteran, the guy that knows it and the guy that has a little bit of trouble along the way? But you know what? I think that's good. I think it's a great teaching lesson for him to be able to be around Joe Hayden in the offseason. And anytime you see these guys working out together, that's all good news.
Joe Hayden is Cleveland. He is the Browns. He got rewarded. He got paid the big contract. He's already putting in work. And I think that's just a great role model for a guy like Justin Gilbert. And if Buster Skrine, as we talked about earlier, is not back, Justin Gilbert's going to be counted on to play a big role. He'll be competing with Pierre Desir and whoever else they sign, if they do, or draft at cornerback to start opposite Hayden. So for a guy who said his first year was about learning to be a professional, there's nothing better to be doing in the offseason than being and hanging around a two-time Pro Bowler, one of the very best at what he does.
And they're doing it in South Beach, so they might as well have fun. The weather's been so bad around here.
Yeah, they're smart. They might as well enjoy that weather. I mean, get us out of here. Here we go. Now it is time for our weekly predictions. It's a segment we'll bring to you every week here on Dog Pound Report, where we look into our crystal balls, mine's at the cleaners currently, and tell you what is going to happen in the upcoming week. And Andy, I'll start with you.
Well, we got free agency coming up this week. So I think that if I'm Mike Pettine, again, I want to be able to take my wand and say, Ray, I need one guy in particular. I want to be comfortable with the guy we're going to bring in, and I'm going for Jerry Hughes, a guy that can come off the end, a guy that's going to be able to attack. We're going to redo a little bit of this defensive line up front. I want a guy I know I can count on. I know I made him better in Buffalo, and I can do that for him right here in Cleveland, too.
Double-digit sacks each of the last 2 years. And if you're the Browns, you need to stop the run. You need to get pressure on the quarterback. Jerry Hughes would help with the latter, getting pressure on the quarterback. You'd see him opposite, you know, Paul Kruger, getting after the quarterback, having some meetings.
That's my bold prediction. I'm hoping that we hear by the end of the week that he's a Cleveland Brown.
All right, for me, I'm going to go with a big free agent signing as well. I'm not going to get so specific, but I'm going to go with a wide receiver that's going to be an impact player. I think it'll be somebody higher than the level perhaps Browns fans are anticipating, somebody that'll get you excited for whoever is the quarterback to have that weapon, and hopefully they'll pair him with another weapon in the draft, and all of a sudden you say, hey, we have this impact receiver. We drafted maybe a Devontae Parker. We've got Andrew Hawkins in the slot. Now you're feeling pretty good about this receiving core.
Will he be taller than you? That's my question. 6'4".
Maybe not taller than me.
Will we have a wide receiver taller than you?
He will be between 6 feet and 6'4".
Good enough.
Hopefully that's not too bold, but I think it'll be important. I think size matters in the NFL. You certainly see it in the red zone with these big guys. You talked earlier about Max Williams, maybe throw that pass-catching tight end in the draft, and all of a sudden we're cooking with gas with this offense here. Hey, Dog Pound, thanks for joining us on the debut edition of Dog Pound Report. Make sure to tune in to Cleveland Browns Daily with myself and Matt Wilhelm on ESPN 850. And, of course, you can find my guy Andy Baskin here weekdays on News Channel 5 and on 92.3 The Fan for Baskin and Phelps at 10 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Cleveland, and don't forget that we bark together on the Dog Pound Report.